A shear of Mr. Brewer Yomi is Simon Reish Samech Aleph Sif Beis Sifei Katan Chaf Gimel through Chaf Hey. The Shulchan Aruch continues. V'shir Zman Bein Hashmashos. The shear for the Zman Bein Hashmashos. Again, if you recall, according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, Bein Hashmashos first begins 3 1/4 mil after sunset, after Tchila Shkia. At Sof Shkia, or Shkia Shnia, begins Bein Hashmashos, and now he's saying the Shir Zman Bein Hashmashos, who Shloshes Rivei Mil, not 3 1/4, 3/4 mil, which we pointed out is about 13.5 minutes. That's how much time there is Bein Hashmashos until Tseis HaKochavim. So if you have to figure it out, from sunset until Tseis HaKochavim, according to the Shulchan Aruch, who's going with the Sheet of the Rebbeinu Tam, there is 4 mil. 3 1/4 mil after sunset begins Bein Hashmashos, Sof Shkia, until 13.5 minutes, 3/4 mil later, you hit Tseis HaKochavim, which is Vaday Laila, Vaday Shabbos. Bein Hashmashos obviously is Suffolk Shabbos. So now the Shulchan Aruch spells it out further. So Shehema Alech, Elef V'Chamesh Meos Amos. 3/4 mil is basically, you know, the time it takes to walk 3/4 mil. Okay, we said it's 13.5 minutes, but how much is a mil in three quarters of a mil in Amos? 3/4 mil in Amos is 1,500 Amos. So that's how much before, says Kodem HaLaila, that's how much before Laila is Bein Hashmashos. So Laila, right, which is Seitha Kochavim, minus 3/4 mil, minus 1,500 Amos, the time it takes you to walk 1,500 Amos, that's when Bein Hashmashos begins. Let's look now at the Mishnah Brura, Chav Gimel, Shloshes Rivei Mil. So he says, it's about a quarter of an hour. As we said, if you go with an 18-minute mil, it's really exactly 13.5 minutes. Vinay, again, there are different people who have different mils. Okay? Some want to say the mil is as much as 24 minutes. But we're going to assume the standard 18-minute mil. Vinay, Shulchan Aruch Hizkir B'Siv Zeh, Das, as we said before, Shulchan Aruch is going in this Sif with the Das Rabbeinu Tam V'Siyata, with the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam and those that go along with him. But as we said before, Aval Harbe Me'ari Shonim Svirlu, many Rishonim hold the Gam HaGra, and also the Gra, Hiskim L'Shitasam, also agrees to this Shita, which is the Shita of the Gaon, and we pointed out, the Bein HaShmashos Maschil Tekef Achar Tchilas Hashkia, that Bein HaShmashos does not start 3 1/4 mil after sunset, right? Does not start 58.5 minutes after sunset, but rather Bein HaShmashos starts immediately after Tchilas Hashkia, which is astronomical sunset. Hainu Mishasha Chama Niskasa Me'aneinu. That is the time when the sun goes below the horizon. Astronomical sunset. Goes below the horizon and we can Niskasa Me'aneinu. We can't see it with our eyes anymore. V'nimshach Zmano K'dei Shloshes Rivei Mil. And it is Bein HaShmashos 3/4 mil from sunset. So 13.5 minutes after sunset, according to the opinion of the Gra, the Gaonim, is already Vaday Laila. So it comes out, as we pointed out, the Achar Kach, the Samuchlo, Yoitin Ashloshe, Kochavim Beinonim. Right? And right after that, 13.5 minutes, right after that 3/4 mil, the time it takes to go 3/4 mil after sunset, that's when 3 Kochavim Beinonim come out, according to the opinion of the Gra and the Gaonim. And therefore, v'hu laila min haTorah l'chol davar, according to the Gra and the Gaonim, it is laila min haTorah l'chol davar. And therefore, he says, l'fi zeh yesh lizar ma'od. Therefore, the Mishnah Brura warns us, shelo lasos malacha, you should not do any malacha, achar shehachama niskasa me'aneinu, after the sun can no longer be seen, after it is, there is sunset, what we call sunset, shkia rishona, what we've been calling, what we like to call Shkia, okay, is not the Shkia of the Shulchan Aruch. which is Shkia, Sof Shkia, Shkia Shnia. Rather, it is what we call Shkia, is the Shkia of the Gra, which is astronomical sunset, and that is when Ben Hashemeshos begins. And that's why he says, continues, Vafilu Meleches Mitzvah, and even the Melech of a Mitzvah, can go ahead, Lakas HaNeiros HaSuya Shabbos, like lighting candles for Shabbos, Gam Kein Yizayim Ma'od. You have to be very careful, L'gemor HaLakasam, to finish lighting candles, Kodem Shetishka Achama, before sunset. That's right, when we light 18 or 20 minutes before sunset, or 40 minutes before sunset in Yerushalayim, but like your mother's light 18 minutes before sunset. So when we light candles, that's 18 minutes before Shkia. Shkia then is Bein HaShemeshos. Okay. Because once it is, the Lachar Kein Hu B'chla Bein HaShemeshos. The Shabura goes on, because after Shkia Sacham, after sunset, it is already Bein HaShemeshos. And you can't do any Malacha. So you, that's why women, if they don't light by Shkia, they cannot light. And Ein La'el B'sif Katan Vav. And check out what we said before in Sif Katan Vav. Therefore, lechatchila, a person should not wait until the last moment to light candles. A woman should not wait through the 18 minutes to right before Shkia. Rak yaktim hadlakasan misha shashemes berosha ilanos. Rather, one should light his candles early, from the time that the shemesh is still at the top of the trees. Kidlakaman. Umishamachmir al atzmo, uporesh atzmo mimalacha. One who is machmir and sets himself aside from malacha, a chatzi shah, a half hour, or al kolpanim, shlish shah, kodem shkia, or at least 1/3 of an hour, 20 minutes before shkia, ashrei lo. That's the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, 20 minutes before America, 18 minutes before. Do Yoytze Berloch explains where the 18 minutes comes from. It's based on Ashitas Yerayim, Ayin Sham. Do Yoytze Bezei Yidei Shitas Kol Rishonim. If one goes ahead and does their Halakas Neros and is punished from Malacha 18 minutes before sunset, he is Yoytze all the Shitas of the Rishonim. Le'inyan Motzei Shabbos Ayin De Berlocha Shebe Anu B'Shem HaPoskim. He says, and check out the Berlocha who holds in the name of the Paiskim. Kul Am Ashir Deshloshes Revimil Mishtana Rafi Azman V'Amakom. He says, you have to realize that a Motzei Shabbos, okay, so what is the issue of Motzei Shabbos? The issue of Motzei Shabbos is not like on Erev Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, you have to stop Malacha when? You have to stop Malacha at already Bein HaShemeshos, which is sunset. So when should you be able to do Malacha then, already after Shabbos? L'chaira, 13 and a half minutes after sunset, right, should already be time when you want to do malacha if you're following the Gra. So does anyone do that? Does anyone 13 and a half minutes after? So he points out that it's not so simple, because 13 and a half minutes, 3/4 of a mil, is Dafka in Bavel. Dafka in Bavel, where, or Eretz Yisrael, during the time of the Tekufa of Nisan and Tishrei, when the sun, okay, was at a certain angle from the earth, okay, and Eretz Yisrael and Bavel are basically a certain, so that's what he's saying here. He's saying, to the Kulei Alma, Shir of the Shoshas Revei Mil, according to everyone, this Shir of Shoshas Revei Mil, Mishtane Lefi Azman Makom, it changes based on the time of the year, and the place. Those places that are farther away from the equator, further away from the equator, okay, are going to have a longer Bein HaShemeshos. That's why in New York, it's going to be, right, much longer than in Eretz Yisrael. V'lo nemer zeh begum, and especially high up north in, you know, in Russia. V'lo nemer zeh begumara ele be'ofek bavel ubizman nisan. And the period of 3/4 of the mil, okay, was mentioned in the Gemara only for the latitude of Bavel and during the months of Tishrei and Nisan. Okay, when, right, Shayom and Valeil Shavim, where the days and nights were equal. Okay, not middle of the year, let's say during November, okay, when the nights and days are not equal. So that's what he says. And therefore he says, but for our European lands, which are closer to the North Pole, right? So he says, Misarech harbe yoser. This period of Be'ash Mashas is much longer. Al ken yeshizor ma'od. Therefore he says, you have to be very careful, shelo asos malacha v'motzei Shabbos, not to do malacha v'motzei Shabbos, afshin es acher zman rab, acher ashkia, until after a significantly long time after Shkia, ad sheyeroh shlosha kochavim ketanim, until you see three small kochavim, which for sure would mean that you'd have three beinonim out if you could see three small ones. Ukid lekama besimus rash eight sadi gimel sif beis vayin shom mishter brura uber alacha. So what ends up happening is that in all different places in Eretz Yisrael and in America, okay, everything has to be gauged by the time of year and the place of year. That's why there are calendars. It's either based on astronomy. There are different ways to calculate exactly what would be the equivalent of 13 and a half minutes in Bavel, in Tishrei and Nisan. What would be that equivalent in New York? Okay, what would be that equivalent in Israel exactly? In different times of the year. And that's why they have calendars. Okay, and as I pointed out, this is the Shita of the Gra. However, in America, many Ashkenazim, okay, and non-Hasidim are machmir, as Moshe Feinstein says, for the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam as well. They don't just rely on the opinion of the Gra. In other words, when everyone is machmir for the Gra on Knisas Shabbos, but on Seis Shabbos, many people hold Rabbeinu Tam, which Seis would be the smallest shear afterwards, would be Pashtus 72 minutes, although Rav Moshe has a 50-something minutes for Rabbeinu Tam. There are briskers that also have the 72 minutes of Rabbeinu Tam also change based on time and place, and that's why certain briskers of Aaron Soloveitchik would wait even 90 minutes after sunset. Let's move weiter. Kodem Halayla, Mr. Brura, Sif Katan Chav Dalid. Kodem Halayla. So, the Shulchan Aruch had said that according to the opinion of the Rebbe Tam, which he is going with, so Ben Hashmashah starts 3/4 of a mil before. His Tzeis HaKochavim being 72 minutes after sunset. So that would be 58 and a half minutes after sunset, or 13 and a half minutes before nightfall. That's when Ben Hashmashos begins. So look at Kodem HaLaila, Laila Nikra Min HaTayra L'chol Dover. Right? At Seis HaKochavim, this is Laila Min HaTayra for everything. And when is that? Mishi Yerou Shlosh HaKochavim. When you see three stars, Vayein Beber HaLacha. Chav Hei. Okay, and again, those three stars, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is at 72 minutes after sunset in the time of Nisan and Tishrei in Bavel. Chav Hei, Harishus Biyado. Harishus Biyado. What is this referring to? We have to go back to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Im roitze lahaktim l'kabel alav ha-shabes miplaga mincha ve'elech harishus biyado. You saw the Shulchan Aruch had said that if according to the approach of Rabbeinu Tam, okay, when is the earliest time you can go ahead and have Tosefes Shabbos, it seems? It seems that it's from Shkia, Tchilas Shkia. Because according to him, Ben Hashmashos only starts 58 and a half minutes later. So that first, the beginning of that 58 and a half minutes, which is Shkia, Tchilas Shkia, Shkia Rishon, the Shulchan Aruch had said that's when you can have Tosefes Shabbos. Now the Ramah says here, even according to these opinions of Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos, you can actually start it from Plag HaMincha, not from Shkia. The truth is, the calculations are not that far off if you go with Rabbeinu Tam's Zman, okay, and you subtract the Shoh Zmanios from his Seis, as opposed to the Shkia, so not that far off. But here the Ramah says that you can even go from Plag HaMincha.
So look, harishus biyado. So look at the Mishnah Brura, chaf hey, harishus biyado, v'nesar basiyas melacha. As soon as you accept Shabbos from plaga mincha, it is aser basiyas melacha. You can no longer do melacha if you accept Shabbos. Avalam kibel alav hashabbos kodem plaga mincha. However, if you accept Shabbos before plaga mincha, ein v'kabbalah so klum. The Kabbalah, right, this is based on Tosfos and Brachos in fourth parak, you should have all seen it. The Kabbalah before Plaga Mincha for Tosefet Shabbos will not be effective. And therefore you'd be able to do Malacha if you accept Shabbos, for example, at 1 o'clock, which is way before Plaga Mincha. If you accept Shabbos at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you do not have to refrain from Malacha. And now when is Plaga Mincha? Plaga Mincha Nikra Sha'a Ureviya Kodem Erev. It is 1 and a quarter, right, shows, manios, okay, before nightfall, hu plaga mincha. That is plaga mincha. Ve'ein le'el, besimen reish lamed gimel, hu shows manios. Right, it's based on shows manios, not a fixed hour, 15 minutes, but you take the whole day, divide it by 12, and that's your hour. Dehainu bein shayom aroch o katsar, that's what he's saying, whether the day is long or short, it's mischalek liyudeis chalakim. It is broken up into 12 parts, and those are the hours, shows, manios. And he says, in Gam Kazam Nusham, he says, we also wrote back there, if you check out Reish Lamed Gimel, he says, the Yesh Deos Bein HaPoskim Im Sha Ravi Azu, there are Deos in the Poskim, whether this hour, 50 minutes, Hu Kodem HaShkia, it's whether it's before Shkia, or Kodem Tzedek Kochavim, or is it an hour, 50 minutes before Tzedek Kochavim? That's why I pointed out to you that according to the Shulchan Aruch, when he says you could do it at Tchilas Shkia, that's not that far off from Plag HaMincha, if you assume Plag HaMincha is an hour and 50 minutes Kodem Seis, not Kodem Shkia. So Hakein in Ganeinu, he says, B'di'evet, in Kibel Alatzim Olashem Tosef HaShabbos, Ad Shah Raviyah Shekodem HaShkia. So there he says, B'di'evet, if you have a Kabbalah on yourself, Tosef HaShabbos up to an hour and 50 minutes before Shkia, Yesh lahachmir shelo lasos malacha. One would have to be machmir not to do malacha because that's already, okay, considered plag hamincha. Happens to be the shita of the Gra as opposed to the Magen Avram who says it's gauged from tseis because the Magen Avram assesses the hours from alos till tseis while the Gra is from hanates until shkia. So therefore he says if you do it from already plag an hour and 50 minutes before sunset, one must be machmer ready not to do malacha, because that would be considered a good Kabbalah Shabbos, aliba de gra. And that's how many are noeg, bizman hazeh, during the summer months. Adkan.